Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Myra Olson. She is the Education Coordinator at the Jamestown Arts Center. And Myra, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for taking time, joining us again, getting caught up with all things and everything involved with the Jamestown Arts Center. We've talked about classes. We've talked about so many things happening. And we have more to update our listeners on, yes. Myra. And yep. we start with the exhibit, new exhibit rolled into the Arts Center.
Brand new exhibit that's in the Arts Center right now. And I'm really excited about this one and stuff. These are the works of Bradford Hanson Smith. And he is an artist from the Grand Forks area. And we're really, really happy to have him in the gallery and stuff. He's got very unique things out there and stuff. It's all origami. And it's a lot of, you know, all of his pieces are based on circles.
Oh my gosh.
And so it's like circles upon circles upon circles. And it's really, really cool. There is like 6 foot long origami things in the gallery right now.
People need
to come and see it. It's so cool. So.
Origami is such a beautiful art form too. And the fact that he's been able to kind of use that, but circles, because you think of the hard edges sometimes when you think of origami. So the fact that he was able to kind of get like circles involved in this is crazy.
Yeah, it's just, it's phenomenal. I have never seen anything like this before and stuff. And I'm just like really, really excited. The comments that we're getting from people and stuff are really awesome and stuff too. So come on out and see it. Gallery's always free for people to come and stuff. So be sure and check it out this time around.
Perfect. So. And how long is that that gallery there for?
It's all through January and stuff. So January 30th is going to be the last day. So
So if you have family coming in for the holidays, sounds like a perfect stop at the Arts Center during the holiday break. Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, are you guys closed for those days?
We are going to be closed for those days. And I'm going to tell you and stuff, over the Christmas, over next week and stuff, it's going to be kind of hit and miss. I'll be in the office a little bit. Sally's going to be in the office a little bit, but we don't have our regular hours next week.
Got it.
But you know, if you want to come down and stuff, give us a call. Boy, I'm happy to accommodate people and stuff. I can come down and open up and
perfect.
Stuff.
Perfect. So, awesome. Yeah. So call ahead of time during the holidays if you want to stop by the Arts Center. Let's talk a little bit about open mic night. Yep. This is also very big for you guys.
This is. I tell you what. I am really excited about this next open mic night. And you know, open mic is one of my favorite things and stuff. I absolutely love it. We have the amazing Steve Kuykendall, who is our facilitator for open mic. And he did something really cool this last a couple months ago and stuff. He donated a guitar, an acoustic guitar for us to do a drawing on.
Oh, that's
and so
awesome.
People can buy tickets for this. They're $5 a ticket. And we're going to be doing that drawing on Thursday night and stuff on the 27th.
Thursday night, the 27th. So go get signed up to win yourself a guitar.
Yes.
Would be a great gift. And I'm sure the $5 is going on to
benefit the Arts Center. Yep.
That's
yep.
fantastic. So. Very good.
Yeah.
Myra Olson, Education Coordinator at the Jamestown Arts Center, joining us right now on Let's Talk. Art and Sip, also a fun one for the adults.
You bet. Art and Sip is getting to be very popular and stuff, and I'm so happy because this is one of my new programs and stuff that I started here this last fall. And it's, in January, we're going to be doing something really cool, Warren.
You need to come
and stuff, because we are going to be doing needle felted coasters, okay? But there's a little spin on this.
Oh, is there?
Yes, because we're going to be using alpaca fiber, and we're going to be using alpaca fiber that comes off of my animals and stuff. And, you know, many people in the Jamestown area know I am an alpaca breeder. I breed and raise alpacas. I have 28 alpacas just south of Jamestown.
Yeah.
And I breed and raise alpacas and Angora goats and Great Pyrenees livestock guardian dogs.
Gosh.
And we're going to take some of the alpaca fiber and stuff for my animals and stuff. And we're going to make coasters for people and stuff.
That's
so,
really cool. So I'm trying to like these felted coasters, like, is it just like a... It's not going to be like furry or anything like
that. No, it's not going to be furry and stuff. It's going to be like, you know, felt that you buy, you know, and stuff at the store. But we're going to be doing needle felting.
Wow.
Okay. So and a friend of mine said to me, Myra, she said, you're not going to really let people drink wine and then do needle felting. And I said, oh, yes.
Of course.
I said, it'll be fine.
That's the fun part.
I know. there's a danger element to it, too.
So. Oh, well, I love the idea. Obviously, Art and Sip, you get to do your arts and crafts.
Yes.
And, of course, the sources coming from local alpaca. That's amazing. So it kind of all stays here in Jamestown.
Yep, exactly.
That Art and Sip, when is that coming up, Myra?
That is going to be the first Friday of January.
Okay.
It's always on the first Friday of the month. It's seven to nine. So, but we've got snacks and people can enjoy an adult beverage and stuff too. So it's a fun time.
It is super fun. And then we have something that goes more for the families. Yeah. Family Pottery returns.
Yes. Family Pottery. And Family Pottery is a really popular class, at the Art Center. And that is with, our resident clay artist, Bill Nybo.
Oh.
And, he is just amazing and stuff. And we're having Family Pottery on it's two Saturdays. You have to sign up for both Saturdays, because you do your building work, at one Saturday, and then you come back and glaze your piece and stuff, the second Saturday and stuff. So it's January 12th and 19th. It's from 10 to 12 during the day. And it's going to be in the Hanson Art Studio, which is, the clay studio and stuff. That's right adjacent to our main building. So
perfect. So you have to sign up for both days to do that.
Yep.
It's kind of a process,
but a whole lot of
fun for the family. You can get everybody involved
in
that.
And, I tell you what, it's so fun and stuff for the younger kids.
Yeah.
But we want to make it for the older kids, too. If you have a child of any age, feel free to sign up for that and stuff. Yeah. The registration is for one child and one parent.
Okay.
And it's just a really fun way to spend, a couple hours with your child and make something and stuff that you're going to have forever.
Yeah,
so
be creative and work with your child.
Mm-hmm.
Myra Olson, Education Coordinator at the Jamestown Arts Center, joining us right now on Let's Talk. We have to wrap it up here with a huge event for the Arts Center, a big fundraiser. Wine and Cheese returns in 2019.
Wine and Cheese. And Wine and Cheese is going to be on Saturday, January 19th, starting at 7 o'clock. The Taste of the Mediterranean is going to be the theme this year. And I am so excited about this. The Wine and Cheese event is a huge, big event for the Art Center. It's one of our largest fundraisers. And we just really encourage people to come out, come make this a date night and stuff. Tickets are pretty inexpensive. They're $35 a piece. We do have them on sale and stuff now, but you can buy them at the door.
Awesome. If you want to risk. At the door, if you want to risk that.
If you want to risk it. And I'm going to tell you something. If you want tickets to this, you need to get tickets early and
Definitely.
Stuff because, there are limited seating for that. So
yeah, absolutely. So what I'm getting from this too, Myra, since we're close to the holidays, there's a lot of opportunity to get somebody a class for a Christmas present. Get them a ticket to Wine and Cheese in 2019.
Yep.
So there's a lot of ways you can get involved in the Jamestown Arts Center. Myra Olson here on Let's Talk. The exhibit, Art and Sip, the open mic night, the guitar drawing, everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. And if anybody has questions about these things, wants to get tickets or learn more about these different classes and everything the Art Center provides, what are some ways they can do
that? You bet. Give me a call. The phone number at the Art Center is 701-251-2496. And our website is jamestownarts.com.
Excellent. Very good.
Yeah.
Anything else, Myra, you want to mention? We covered a lot.
I know. There's always a lot going on
exactly.
and stuff. So, yeah. And, just to say and stuff, Arts After School going awesomely this year. Oh, my goodness. I have a really good group of kids and stuff that's been coming out for that. And
perfect.
And I am so excited, Warren. I just have to share one thing with you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We are doing art and cooking and stuff in January.
Nice.
And that class is now full and stuff. I'm not accepting any more registrations for that. But I tell you what, I am so excited to see some of the really awesome things that the kids are going to be making and stuff there. So yeah, it's always fun.
Awesome.
Always fun.
Lots of stuff happening at the Arts Center. Give them a call or visit the website to learn more. Myra, thank you so much for joining us on Let's Talk.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.